Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help. You save.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, let's dive into this. Sounds like you've got quite the neighbor story, huh? Yeah. You sent over a ton of details about Dale, your next door neighbor.
And wow, it's quite something.
Really takes the whole love thy neighbor thing and flips it on its head.
Yeah.
You're in that twin home, right? So literally sharing a wall.
Yeah, the setup itself can definitely amplify things, you know, those shared walls.
I mean, it started with that air conditioner installation. Seems so simple.
Right.
You just ask them to, you know, use the correct screws.
Pretty standard request.
And then boom, explosion.
That's what really got my attention, yeah, to go from 0 to 60 like that.
Yelling, kicking, it's like something out of a sitcom. But as you said, that was just the beginning, right?
Oh, yeah, just the tip of the iceberg, sadly.
The garbage cans, the recycling bins, those anonymous notes. I mean, come on.
It's classic passive-aggressive behavior. Textbook, even.
So instead of just talking to you, he goes for this whole campaign of, like, dot annoyance.
Exactly. Instead of addressing whatever issue he thinks he has directly, it's all this indirect stuff.
And that's got to mess with you, right? You even mentioned feeling anxious, like waiting for the next shoe to drop.
Oh, absolutely. That constant uncertainty, feeling like a target. It's exhausting. It really wears you down over time.
So is this, like, predictable? Could you spot a Dale in advance before you're stuck next to them?
Well, it's tough. People aren't always so upfront with their difficult sides.
True.
But looking back, that AC blow up, maybe that was an early warning sign.
Yeah, that intensity over something so minor.
Right. It suggests some underlying issues there. Anger management, communication, you know.
So hot temper. Got it. Any other red flags?
Well, controlling behavior. You said he was fixated on your yard.
Oh, yeah. Constantly leaving those snarky notes about my landscaping.
That need to control everything around them, that disrespect for boundaries, not a good sign.
And then there's the sprinkler incident. Motion activated, pointed right at our patio during a barbecue.
Okay, yeah. That goes beyond passive aggressive, right? Into just plain aggressive.
We're eating burgers. Suddenly, it's like a water park erupted.
It almost makes you wonder about his thought process there.
Makes me think of that broken window theory. Like each little thing gets worse and worse.
Exactly. It's like each annoying thing is a broken window. And pretty soon the whole neighborhood's, you know.
Chaotic.
Yeah. And once that atmosphere takes hold, it's more likely things escalate. Dale keeps testing, seeing how far he can go.
So the sprinkler, as crazy as it was, maybe it makes sense in that pattern.
Unfortunately, yeah. And then just when you think it can't get weirder, we've got Alice entering the picture.
Our veteran neighbor. Like, she's seen it all. She really changes things up.
Big turning point, for sure. She not only gave you support, but also knew how to handle Dale.
She dealt with him before, knew his whole routine. She was like, don't back down, fight fire with fire.
Sometimes you need that more assertive approach. You can't always reason with someone like that.
So we came up with that plan, the fake Yard of the Month signs, highlighting all his little digs at us.
Brilliant, honestly. Publicly calling him out, using humor, it really shifted the power dynamic.
And other neighbors finally felt like they weren't alone dealing with him.
Exactly. Sometimes that kind of public exposure is more effective than any direct confrontation.
Of course, Dale doesn't take it lying down. Cue the creepy scarecrow incident. Thankfully, that backfired spectacularly. And then, the infamous block party chili.
The stuff of legends.
Calling his chili Inferno Stew, serving it at a potluck. Like, what did he expect?
Some might call it karma the way it turned out with his poor pups.
Yeah, I felt bad for the dogs. But seriously, where's the line between quirky neighbor and problem neighbor?
Good question. Not every disagreement is harassment. But with Dale, there's a clear pattern of deliberate actions intended to cause distress.
So it's about the patterns, not just one-offs.
Exactly. One incident, maybe it's a misunderstanding. But if you see it happening again and again, and it's clearly intentional, that's when you know it's serious.
And that's where it gets really interesting. What happens when those patterns continue? Where do you draw the line? And how do you know when to get help?
It's about setting boundaries. You tried to be reasonable at first, right? Talk it out.
And that's important to try that first, I think.
Absolutely. But when it's clear that's not working?
Yeah, you didn't just cave. You held your ground, made it clear his behavior wasn't okay.
Which can be hard, especially when someone's being so, well, Dale-ish.
It takes guts, for sure.
Yeah.
So is it always best to confront them directly, or are there times you just got to get outside help?
Tough call. Depends on the situation. If you feel safe, a direct conversation can work. Stay calm, be assertive, focus on specifics. When you do X, it makes me feel Y.
You're not attacking them, just laying it out.
Right. And like you did, document everything. Dates, times, descriptions, even photos if you can. Witness statements too.
So if it goes further, you've got proof. Speaking of which, that city inspector, that seemed to be the final straw for Dale.
Ah, yes. The rules caught up with him.
Like, he thought he was above it all, but those violations, nope.
Sometimes playing by the rules is the best way to deal with someone who doesn't.
Poetic justice, almost. And that yard sale, goodbye, cowards. What a way to go out. But throughout this whole thing, you were amazing. I mean, the resilience, the humor, even fighting back creatively.
It's impressive. It really speaks to your strength and also to the importance of having support. You're not alone in this, you know.
It's like there's a whole underground network of people who've dealt with their own Dale.
Exactly. And finding that community, online, support groups, even just friends and family.
It makes you feel less crazy. Like, okay, it's not just me.
Right, it validates your experience.
Yeah.
And can give you practical advice, too.
Like Alice, your neighbor Yoda. She'd seen it all before.
Exactly. Having that network, even just one person who gets it, it can make all the difference. So we've focused on the negative here. But what makes a great neighbor? How do we build better communities?
Right, because now you're moving on, Dale free. Fresh start.
Exactly. You've been through neighbor boot camp. Now you get to build your utopia. So where do you begin? Block party? Homemade chili?
Hopefully non-toxic chili this time.
Uh-huh. Right. But honestly, it doesn't have to be grand gestures. Small acts of kindness go a long way.
Like what? Give us some ideas.
Offering to help with groceries, bringing over cookies for a new family, even just stopping to chat. Those little things build connections.
It's about being present, not just living in your own bubble.
And who knows, those small things could lead to bigger ones. A book club, a neighborhood watch.
Creating opportunities for things to grow organically. I like that.
And as that happens, the community strengthens. People look out for each other.
Speaking of which, any cool community initiatives stand out from your research?
Oh, tons. I love the idea of time banks, trading skills and services without money.
Like instead of paying for lawn care, you bake them a cake or walk their dog.
Exactly. Everyone has something to offer. It builds that social fabric.
It's about more than just avoiding the bad stuff. It's about actively creating the good stuff.
Well said. Even small actions can ripple outward. A wave, a helping hand, a listening ear.
It all adds up. We've covered a lot. From nightmare neighbors to, like, utopian visions.
And the takeaway. We have the power to shape our environments, be active, not passive. Create those spaces where we feel connected.
Feeling pretty inspired, gotta say. Maybe I'll start a time bank. Who knows?
I'd love to hear how it goes. And remember, building community takes effort. It's ongoing, but the rewards are worth it.
You've shown us that. Well, time to wrap this up. Thanks for joining us on this neighborly roller coaster ride.
The pleasure was all mine. And to our listener, best of luck in your new Dale-free chapter. May it be filled with friendly faces and thought better chili.
Yeah, it's like they say, right, what doesn't kill you?
Makes you stronger. And definitely more neighbor savvy.
Exactly. So you've learned about conflict, about setting boundaries, about getting support.
You've got a whole toolkit now.
A masterclass in neighborology.
Yeah.
But okay, now you put it all into practice. Build that ideal neighborhood.
It's not about just reacting to the bad stuff.
You're being proactive.
Yeah.
Shaping your environment.
And chances are, other people on your street want that too. A better community.
So how do you even find those people? Go door to door. Hey, you hate bad neighbors too.
Haha. Well, maybe not that directly. But starting small can work wonders. Chatting at the coffee shop, introducing yourself to new folks.
Little things.
A casual backyard gathering, maybe.
Keep it low key. Give people a chance to, you know, actually talk.
And that could snowball into something bigger. A book club, a potluck group.
Even a neighborhood watch, if you're feeling ambitious.
It all starts with those connections.
Speaking of which, anything in your research about, like, successful neighborhood stuff?
Tons of cool ideas out there. The time bank thing really caught my eye.
Time bank?
Yeah, trading skills and services, no money involved, so you need your lawn mowed.
Instead of paying, I offer to bake for them or something.
Exactly. Everyone's got something to contribute.
It's not just about the individual. It's about how everyone fits together.
And those little acts of like mutual support, that's what builds a strong community.
Man, we went deep on this from nightmare scenarios to like heartwarming neighborhood utopia.
And the big lesson, we all have a role to play. We can be passive or we can actively create the kind of place we want to live.
You've definitely convinced me to step up my neighbor game. Time bank. Here I come.
I can't wait to hear how it goes. Building a community is a journey, not a destination.
Well said. Well, folks, that about wraps up our deep dive. Thanks for hanging out with us as we explore the wild world of neighbors.
It's been a pleasure, as always. And to our listener, best of luck as you start fresh. Here's to a future with amazing neighbors, strong community.
And maybe even some award-winning non-toxic chili. Until next time, happy neighboring.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.